Over the past year, we've been talking with British Blind Sport. We've been highlighting the work of the charity and highlighting lots of events. In fact, we were chatting to their chief executive for the review of the year at the end of 2018. But a new year means a new diary of events. Now, to chat more about a sport of swimming and a website that you can help out with, we have with us Logan Gray. So let's just take things back a step or two, Logan. For those who haven't heard of British Blind Sport, tell us about it.
Yeah, first of all, British Blind Sport's a charity, and we work with blind and partially sighted people to try and get them into sport or physical activity, trying to develop an active lifestyle. We're huge believers in the power of sport to improve people's lives, whether that's helping to meet new people, decrease stress, or just generally improve health.
Okay, so we're into 2019 and you provide a whole range of different, as you say, events for people to come along and try sports. There are specific clubs for specific sports, but you also run things like swimming galas and big athletics meets throughout the year, and you have a gala coming up.
Yeah, we certainly do. Over the last 2 years, we've delivered 24 sporting taster events, if you like, and we're continuing to do so in 2019. And of course, the flagship event for British Blind Sport is our youth swimming gala, which takes place annually, and we've delivered it in Solihull over the last few years, but we're making move into Birmingham this time for reasons outside of our control. But we've got a great venue at the University of Birmingham set up for this year's event.
Great. So what does that involve on the day? Can people just register to come along and take part in different events in the pool?
Yeah, we're open for registrations. Generally, the events for kind of 8 to 17-year-olds with a visual impairment. That's all the kind of the competitions, the different races and different strokes and age groups. But over the last 2 years, we've opened the event up to a younger audience as well and a less experienced swimmer by offering one-to-one lessons as well. So we're offering lessons for 3 to 17-year-olds as well to come along and get their first taste, because we're fully aware that in leisure centres, there may well be families not having a great experience of swimming lessons, and we're encouraging people to come along and see how it should be done.
Now, on the topic of swimming, we do have with us Sue, whose son Jamie is involved in swimming.
Hi.
Thank you very much for joining us as well. How long has Jamie been, you know, interested in swimming or in the pool?
Well, it's not so much that he's interested in swimming, it's that I'm interested in him keeping physically active and socialising, like Logan said. So we started off just trying to get him into normal mainstream lessons, but it was a disaster, multi-directional, no expertise. You know, it was putting him off doing more harm than good. So we did have a few one-to-one lessons, but again, the person didn't particularly have much sort of understanding of how visual impairment works. So I've forgotten really how we found out about British Blind Sport, but let's say Luck took us along 2 years ago in 2017, because Jamie at that point was 7. He had the one-to-one, and from that moment on, he was, I want to do this. So we went along to the club that the one-to-one instructor was running. And then last year, he was able to compete in his very first one at Solihull. He was just 8, nearly 9. And he absolutely loved it. And he came home with about 4 medals round his neck. And when he first got there, he was like, I can't do it. I'm not doing the backstroke. Okay, I'll do front crawl, but I'm not doing the other one. And through the calmness and expertise and the absolute goodwill and sheer excitement of the day, I couldn't get him out of the water. It was brilliant.
That's great to hear. I mean, we've spoken in the past, Sue, with Logan, and we've talked about the benefits that kids get from sport. You know, it's not just to keep fit, it's not just the health side of things. It can really help bring kids out of their shell and grow their confidence. Would you agree with that?
Well, absolutely. And my Jamie is not particularly competitive. And I always say to Jamie, don't look across at everybody else. Just look forward and always keep doing your best and keep improving your time. He's not interested generally day to day in winning races, but when it's such a beautiful experience and very safe and very nurturing experience at British Blind Sport, I just can't keep him away. And I've told him already that we're going along to the University of Birmingham, and he can't wait. But yeah, so even children that aren't particularly sporty with a visual impairment, they would still hugely benefit from just networking with all adults and children going through the same thing.
this is why the swimming gala is one of our favourite events of the year. We do a lot of the boring stuff, kind of behind the scenes, working with other organisations, having conversations with them and trying to kind of improve accessibility and inclusion of activities. This is one of the few examples where we get a chance to kind of come together with the families and to be able to meet other families, other kids in similar circumstances, to share ideas and how they've overcome any obstacles that they've come across.
So benefits there for yourself as well. So getting to meet other people and, as Logan says, share experiences, hints and tips and so on.
Absolutely. I've met so many other mothers and grown up now visually impaired people asking advice about general things like, should Jamie learn Braille? What do you think about the education system? Anything and everything to do with a visual impairment. And you're actually coming away feeling part of a very lovely club. You actually come away thinking, yeah, it's not great to have a visual impairment, but people like British Blind Sport make it so much better, and it just makes it normal. And you just feel just completely normal and included and part of a community.
Now, I spoke with Logan a while ago as well. We're chatting, Sue, about different sports that are on offer from British Blind Sport. Mm-hmm. And I know, Logan, you said to us that people can suggest different sports. And one of the ones that came up was scuba diving. And I kind of laughed because I thought, scuba diving. And then just chatting to Sue, you told me that Jamie likes that.
Yeah, and the good thing about scuba diving is, visual impairment or not, you never dive alone. You're always with a buddy. So that is absolutely key, isn't it? A visually impaired person normally needs assistance from a person or a dog or a cane. And everything slows down in the water. So again, with a visual impairment, it's about pace and calmness and non-chaos. And that's what scuba diving gives you. And then you get to travel all around the world and see all these beautiful places. And even if you can't see anything, you're still going to experience the sensations, that companionship and that fun and just being under the water. We're really looking forward to pursuing that.
So not just the sports you would think of, Logan, that blind and partially sighted people can participate in. There's options for people to say, well, what about this sport?
Yeah, exactly. And I think options is the right word, that we really strive to offer all the options that somebody who's sighted would have as a visually impaired person. So we're trying to avoid the restrictions of, I guess, the traditional VI sports, like whether it's goalball or football or running or whatever. We're really trying to branch out and give a huge amount of options. And just to piggyback something that Sue said earlier on as well, is that we're very conscious that in the past, I think that a lot of participants have been pushed too hard to kind of go all the way to an Olympics or a Paralympics or whatever. But at the end of the day, we want people to be able to participate or compete at their own level. And sometimes that's against other people and sometimes that's against themselves. And that's the culture that we want to create there, is in that it's not necessarily about winning. It's about everybody coming together and having a great day and celebrating VI sport.
And when it comes to the sports themselves, you work, as you say, Logan, with different organisations, whether that's sporting governing bodies, local clubs and so on. But you are looking to build your website, your register of clubs that people can go along to and they'll be to feel at home if they're blind or partially sighted.
At the start of last year, I'm sure like many other organisations out there, a certain thing called GDPR came along, which drastically changed the data protection rules. And one of the things that we've wanted to do as part of the launch of our new website is to create an activity finder. British Blind Sport did a research piece called Barriers to Participation in Sport around awareness of activities, in that visually impaired people didn't necessarily know where to find activities that they could be really confident in to make contact and know that they were going to get a good experience when they went along. So that's something that we really wanted to tackle here, and it has taken us a little bit of time, but the new website and the chance to kind of review everything that we have on there has presented this opportunity, and it's something we're really excited about doing. So what we've done is to launch an appeal for clubs to register themselves for this activity finder, and even visually impaired people who are already attending clubs to encourage their clubs, if they're getting a good experience, to log on there. And what we're kind of banking on is that if a club registers for this activity finder, that they're serious about working with visually impaired people and offering that great experience that I was talking about. So it's something we're really excited about. It's something that's been in the pipeline for a long time. And ultimately, we want this to be the kind of the go-to in the UK for people with visual impairments or their family, friends, support workers, whoever, to go there. And you can just enter in your postcode and a bunch of activities will come up locally that you can see their contact details and reach out to them.
So just finally from yourself, you know, there may be parents or relatives out there with blind or partially sighted children and young people who are a bit hesitant about the whole sport side of things, whether that's swimming or scuba diving. What would you say to them?
You have just got to open up your mind and just have a go at anything. Even if you only do it once for 20 minutes and you say, thanks very much, it's not for me, just try anything and everything, because you just don't know what doors will open from that. And we do Nordic walking, scuba diving, riding a bike on a tricycle, all sorts of things. And we've done lots of things that haven't worked out too. But at least we've ended up with two or three activities that Jamie can do for life.
And Logan, if people would like to find out more about the Swimming Gala or the Activity Finder or about BBS in general, what's the best way to do that?
To contact British Blind Sport, you can just visit our website, britishblindsport.org.uk, and contact us through there. You can email us on info@britishblindsport.org.uk, or you can give us a call on 01926424247. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Great stuff. Sue, best of luck with the sport for Jamie and at the Swimming Gala as well.
Thank you.
And thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, Alan.